Don Hancock, idolized young caballero of early California, opposed Manuel Michel Torena, the Mexican governor who had aroused the hatred of the people with his oppressive reign. Allied with Don Hancock was General Alvarado, a political leader of the time. They planned to drive Michel Torena from California. Fearing for the safety of Dolores, the governor's niece, Don Hancock had arranged a secret meeting with her. Just as he was about to leave, taking Dolores with him, the governor and some of his men approached. We open this chapter in Michel Torena's home, following the escape of Don Hancock.
Buenas noches, Your Excellency.
Garcia, what are you doing here? Can't I even have a moment to myself?
You will not wish to, Excellency, when you see what I have. Look, here on the table.
Por Dios! This from those beggarly Americanos? All this gold?
Si, I would accept nothing else. But this is not all.
What? You have more?
Si, Sancho is yet to arrive, and I believe he will have as much or more. It was quite simple. We merely told them that if they did not buy passports, we would throw them back into jail.
It would have been unfortunate if you'd had to make good your threat. There's very little food for the prisoners, and we have no funds to buy more.
Si. We told them that, too. They needed very little persuasion after that. They even gave us their horses, those who had no money.
That's all very well for you. But if Santa Ana should hear of this, my life wouldn't be worth a centavo.
Bah! You're afraid of your own shadow. How is he going to hear of it? And if he does, well, you can deny it. Or say the story was concocted by some enemy.
But there is evidence. Didn't you give them receipts for their money?
No. I made them out. But I told them before they could have their receipts, they would have to be registered. But, unfortunately, before they can be called for, the desk containing them will burn.
Caramba! You have an evil brain, Garcia. I would hate to live with your conscience. I couldn't sleep.
But I can with these gold coins to lull me. Listen, Michel Torena. Hear them. Aren't they beautiful? See them shine in the candlelight. Gold. It buys you everything. Position, respect, love. And, unless I am sadly mistaken, your place...
Stop! I think this gold is driving you crazy, Garcia.
Silence, you old goat. The next thing I know, you'll be turning against me. And if you do, Michel Torena, I will see that you... That must be Sancho. I'll see.
Buenas noches, Capitán Garcia. And to you, Your Excellency, my most humble respects.
The governor is not in the best of humors this evening, Sancho. A slight indisposition, eh, Governor?
Caramba! You're insolent. Be silent, Garcia, or I shall have you.
Hey, you shall. What?
I shall. Nothing. Nothing at all.
I thought not. Now, Sancho, what success?
Most wonderful. Por Dios, I was amazed. The men from San Diego and San Juan Capistrano brought in nearly 2,000 pesos.
What? All that from the Americanos?
Well, no, not exactly. They stopped at San Bernardino on the way back and,
But there were no Americans there.
No, but there were several ranchos and... Well, you understand.
Do you mean my men have been robbing these ranchos? At a time like this, when I need the support of every caballero and peon I can get? Dios, Garcia! What are you thinking of to allow this?
What difference who the money comes from? Americano or Californian? It is all gold in our pockets. Go on, Sancho. Where is the money?
It is here. In my saddlebags. And here are the receipts. Where shall I put the money?
Here. On the table with the rest. We can count and divide it now. I get half. Michel Torena, quarter. You can get an eighth, Sancho. And divide the rest among the men.
I thought this money was to go towards buying guns and ammunition for the army, Garcia.
What use would it be? They wouldn't know what to do with it if we did.
Then by the saints, no one else is going to get it. Stand back from that table, you dogs. From now on, I'm going to run things. I'm through letting you...
But you are not through. You forget those documents that are in my possession. And I warn you, Michel Torino, one false move from you and they go to President Santa Anna. Now, put up your sword. Let us get through with this business.
Shall I count it, Capitan Garcia?
It is not necessary, Sancho. I'll take care of that for you.
Dios! Don Hancock!
Si, Don Hancock! Now get back from that table, pronto! Put your faces to the wall. You too, Mr. Torino.
Caramba! I'll do nothing of the kind.
With much pleasure. Now get back with your face against the wall. The next shot will do more than frighten you.
What are you going to do?
Take this money and return it to its rightful owners. Ah, bueno. Your receipt book. That will give me the names and amounts.
You realize that you are taking governmental money?
No, my friends. This is stolen money. There's no other word for it. What is that I see in your waist, Sancho? You are strangely fat, even for you.
It is nothing, Don Hancock. Nothing at all. I just...
Dios, what are you doing?
Merely proving that there is not honor among thieves, Sancho. Now turn your face back to the wall. The sight of it sickens.
Caramba, you thief. You'd steal from me, eh? I will not forget this, Sancho McLean.
But you only offered me 1/8. And I was the one who had this plan.
You had this plan? Sancho Madrid, it was my plan.
Be silent, Garcia. Makes no difference now anyway. Well, Don Hancock, are you going to keep us here forever? Caramba! Have the decency to answer me. I'm tired of this... Madre de Dios! He's gone! Garcia, you fool! He has escaped!
Por Dios, he is like a cat. Left us standing here while he took the money and left. Why didn't you watch him, Sancho?
But his knife was in my back.
You cowardly idiot. Take this for your stupidity.
Stupidity? Stupidity? How about yourself? Order the men up. He has evidence enough to convict us all of treason.
Diablo, you are right. Those receipt books. The money. Sancho,
si.
Fall out the guard.
See it. Those clumsy idiots will never find him. I suppose you realize what this means, Garcia, if they don't capture him.
For me, very little. I am but the humble servant of the governor of the Californias. But for the governor, a volley of shots and a graveyard.
But there is a way. If these Americanos can all be rounded up again and thrown back into jail, I might be able to deny the sale of passports and make Santa Anna believe me.
Bueno, then you can think after all. This will make the people feel better toward you, too. I will see to it at once.
And after this, confine your activities to some unknown peon. Perhaps then Don Hancock will not hear of it.
He hears of everything. There is something queer about that, too, Michel Torino. He knows of our actions when he is miles away.
I do not even attempt to understand it.
Do you suppose Sancho could be... No. He has not brains enough to be a spy.
Well, he has the evidence against us and the Americanos' money. I'm afraid we're absolutely at his mercy. He can make us do anything.
Senores, I have much news. I got it from...
Never mind who you got it from, you dolt. Tell us. Is it news of Don Hancock? Have they found him?
No, they've not found him yet. But it is about Don Hancock. He and Alvarado are ready to march on Los Angeles.
March on Los Angeles? You mean war?
See, one of our spies reported the hills near San Fernando black with their horses and men.
When is this march to start? Why have I not been told of this before?
Our men didn't find their camp until today, and he couldn't get away before dark for fear of capture. As it was, he was nearly...
Never mind that. I asked you when this march was to start.
Not for several days. They've called a meeting of the rancho owners. An indignation meeting at which they expect to get the Caballeros to join their army.
Caramba! And they'll succeed, too. This is the result of your work, Garcia. I told you the people would never stand for this excessive taxation. You greedy fool, I told you.
Be silent. Let me think. There must be some way out of this. Do you know when this meeting is to be held, Sancho?
No, but it is to be soon. As quickly as they can get together the men. Within a few days.
What difference does it make when they hold it? We haven't enough men to stop them.
Deals. Do you think I don't know it? That is not what I was thinking of. Michel Torino, we must have a representative at that meeting.
Have you lost your mind? They would tear any representative of mine to pieces. And besides, what could he say? Nothing good, that's sure.
Sometimes I wonder how Santa Anna came to choose you as governor of the Californias. He must have been ill that day.
Why are you? You ignorant
doctor! Sputtering and listen to me. Don Hancock has always made much of his fairness to everyone. Will he dare now forbid us to tell our side of the story? Of course not. So we will send...
Not me. Oh, I beg of you, not me. I have no wish to go near that man again, and that servant of his, Jose, Port de Orsa.
Ah, you coward, stop shivering. I had no intention of sending you. I need a man with brains. As I was saying, we will send a man there to tell the people that Don Hancock is a blackguard. We shall blacken his character, make them lose faith in him. That is, if my other plan fails.
And this other plan?
Is one that if it succeeds, we need have no fear of any more interference from Don Hancock.
See, but what is it?
Simply this. As you know, he has stayed much of late at the rancho of Don Cipriano Cabrillo.
See? That was proven by that horse belonging to our rustlers that returned with his seal branded on its side.
And we know he spent 3 days there last week.
See, and what of that?
Then we will charge him with treason for releasing the Americanos. And that will make the...
Why no, say no more. I'll do it. Sancho, make out a warrant for Don Hancock on a charge of treason. See that it is served at once.
You are hasty, Governor. You didn't let me finish what I was saying. We want his friends, too. You will also, Sancho, make out warrants for the arrest of Don Cipriano Cabrillo and his daughter, Antonia Baker. The charge is sheltering a fugitive from justice.
Thank you.